Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
God is good. And then we'll see what God wants us to do next. Are you blessed, friends? Pick up your Bibles, pick up your notebooks, and pick up your pens. And let me finish what I began with on Wednesday. Probably, let me just teach real quick and then know how best God will help us. I bless church. All right, so last week, Friday, I made you understand that prayer is only a blessing when we pray in alignment of His will. Prayer isn't about longevity. Prayer isn't about sentiment or how emotional you feel. It's about understanding what God and man want to have at the end of the prayer journey. I made you understand there's on earth that people think when they pray, they've communicated words. But in the spirit, they change into the very dimension God wants them to have. I told you last week, Friday, that in God's kingdom, there is a difference between a name and an identity. According to God, your name is your assignment. Your identity is what God thinks of you. So whenever you pray like this, you enforce what God preordained for you. So I made you understand that whenever you pray to God, asking God for something, and what you are asking God for is not in alignment with His will for your life, you've wasted time. Now watch me. I want you to know that your body doesn't have any will until the Spirit says so. Because the body is only an executor. Am I communicating? So right now, if I tell you that, ask the Lord what you want God to do for you. Whatever you place at the feet of God as a petition must be in alignment with what He has in mind for you. If not, what you pray will not manifest for you. Am I communicating? Because if a man does not enter the realm that destiny requires of you, what you say will not make sense in the spirit. Because when you speak, you've commanded life. Am I communicating? And I told you that you must understand what it means to walk in God's will. And I made understand on Wednesday that there are three forms of will that pertain to God's destiny. There is the will of God, which is the perfect will of God, the imperfect and the permissive will of God. Am I communicating, friends? And I told you that the perfect will of God is something God has designed for you. Am I communicating? Something God has what? Designed for you. God's original plan for you. God has original plan for everybody in the house. Am I communicating? You are not suffering in life because you're going through process. You are suffering because you chose to do what will please your flesh. Am I communicating, friends? Anytime you accept God's will, you may not have the results you want to have, yet the end will be glorious. That's God for you. I'm telling you. Never in time has anybody journeyed with God on His perfect will and He failed them. Never. You see, God has a perfect picture for your future. The issue is, don't try to be the photographer. I'm telling you. So in our generation today, we want to change how God thinks of us. Can't imagine. We want to tell God we are wiser than you. Isaiah said, who can advise the counsel of God? Who can tell God you are wise enough? So you see, when you pray to God and God imprints something upon your heart, sometimes the will of God will not be what you want to do. It will always be challenging. You see, I keep telling God's people this. Anything you can easily do, God will never instruct you to do it. You didn't hear me. One thing that will make you know what you heard as God's voice is that it will always come challenging you. Something you feel you can't do, and God says, do it. And I told you that when you choose to dishonor God's voice, you've insulted heaven's clan. You see, watch me. You don't understand what it means to be forgiven until God trusts you again. According to God, forgiveness is not the cleansing of blood. According to God, the cleansing of blood is the first stage of forgiveness. To God, real forgiveness begins when He trusts you again. You didn't hear me? Elijah said, Lord, am I the only surviving prophet? And he says, keep quiet, young man. There are 7,000 prophets who have not even stained their garment at all. So sometimes when you feel you are the only person who is doing the work because of how invincible remnant appear, be very careful. God is good. I made you understand that prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is actually a dialogue. It involves two people. God must speak to you when you pray to him. Am I communicating? And there is the imperfect will of God. I told you on Wednesday, something God doesn't want you to follow at all. Now, this teaching will lead me on how to hear God's voice. And I end today. Are you blessed, friends? Something God doesn't want you to do at all. Are you aware sometimes, you may want to take a decision, but your spirit is not in agreement with that? Two of us. You want to go somewhere, but you feel that you should stay in the house. But because you've given your friend your word, you want to honor that word. God says, don't go. Watch me. You see, the results of imperfect will is not always immediate. When you go a way that God has not created for you, you will not see the immediate consequence. I want you to know that every blessing that is connected to God's perfect will, if you choose the imperfect will, he will never allow the consequence appear now. Sometimes, the true blessings you are meant to have when you follow his will, because you chose the imperfect part, he will not even let you know what you've lost. Because certain blessings are so deep that time can't reveal them. You didn't hear me? Even though God told Abraham that leave your father's house, it was after 25 years that God consecrated him in the office of a father to be the owner of the world. I'm telling you. Certain blessings, God will not reveal them until. That's what it means to prioritize time in the spirit. You didn't hear me? So never choose God's imperfect will. Because the very moment you choose God's imperfect will, you have opened yourself to pain. Look at me. There are some people here, no matter how you cry for mercy, certain battles will never end. I'm telling you. Can I teach you? Listen to me, I'm your pastor. There are certain battles, if you pray to God seeking mercy for, it can't change. You've incurred the battle upon yourself. I'll show you now. If a lady marries a man, and God told the lady not to marry the man, there is no way you can pray for God to change the man. Because God didn't give the man to you. Is that clear? Yes, no matter how you pray to God, that God, I want the man to love God, the man can't change. Because God did not give him to you. Now, because you want to keep peace in the house, you will have to now change the ways you have with God. Now, God will also have to honor your request because you have chosen a different man above him. When it happens, you have no protection. There's no hedge around you. So whatever evil happens to you, and you ask God, why did you allow this happen? And he will tell you, you choose this own consequence. I told you that in life, you obey God and you allow him to pay the consequence. Is that clear here? A lot of believers are praying for God to take away shame. You know, hey, today I will teach you deep things tonight. And there is the permissive will of God. A will where God is telling you that he will let you decide. When you clearly know that this is not God for you. You see, the permissive will of God is slightly different from God's imperfect will. Or am I communicating? Just that with God's imperfect will, he will allow you to decide. Or am I communicating? That is why every believer must be tenacious to have that capacity to wait upon the Lord. Because when God gives you the decision and says, take the lead, he's watching you. It is wisdom for you to sit and wait until he has spoken. When you go ahead of him, you talk again. That is why certain people, like God spoke after they made certain decisions. Because he expected you to give reverence to him as God. So that he cannot lead the path. You can't force God. Every good thing takes time. So anytime you sense pressure to do something, it's not God. He can only place a burden. You see, having a burden in your heart and being pressured are two different things. You didn't hear me? God is good. Am I communicating the friends? Uh-huh. Now, let me say this here before I teach you on how to activate God's voice or how to hear God's voice. You'll be blessed today. Are you blessed, blessed? Sharon, come here. Let me teach you how life is. God is good. She's in the spirit herself, so. Are you blessed? Watch this. Let me show you how destiny operates. Anytime you are privileged to come among great people, inasmuch as you are thankful unto God for whatever they do, ask them how their private life is. Because every greatness you see is hinged on their private life. You didn't hear me? Everybody in life is using something. Oh, you didn't hear me? Some are using Jesus, some are using Juju. Praise God. Everybody is using something. I'm telling you. Some are either using Jesus, some are using Juju. But at least they're using something. Now, it will shock you that we have ignorant bloggers who are saying that there are people who never believed in God and they have made it big time in life. Don't be stupid. Things don't happen anyhow. This life. Things don't happen anyhow. Do you think jollof will just come like that? No. Do you like jollof? I'll not eat it till next year. I told my mom that 1st January 2025. Once I say, welcome to 2025, I'm in service. God is good. Let me show you how life operates. So you see, this lady here, she knows that God has made her great. She knows from the inside. Now, sentiment don't work with God. Does it make sense? The fact you are bold that you'll be great in life doesn't mean what you say will make sense. You didn't hear me. I'm showing you how life operates. The fact you are claiming something to be yours doesn't mean what you are claiming will come to you. No. The fact you tell yourself, I am proud of myself, that is to encourage yourself, not God. He doesn't care about that. I'm telling you. You can be in your room and weep. It doesn't make God anything. God will only honor you based on principles. When he sees you have deviated from principles, he can't trust you again. Watch me. This lady doesn't know that the greatness God will give unto her would give her a lot of benefit because she lives in the cosmos. When she ascends to the highest pinnacle in life and she understands what it means to obey God's voice, with whatever God will give unto her, even the president of the land can come looking for her. Oh, am I communicating? Now, in her destiny, she might be seeing president visiting her, in a dream. But if she doesn't understand that there has to be a principle she has to follow, I'm telling you, it will not manifest. She'll be like, God, but I thought you showed me a vision that I'll be with this person some time ago because you faulted. What he told you to follow, you didn't follow it. And you see, God can't trust a man who can't obey his voice. It's too dangerous. There is nothing about you he would have to see that will make him come to you. You see, anytime people disobey God's voice, a different spirit has taken over you. God can't come close again. Because you see, once you are at fault, you've given God a gap. And the enemy can tell from the spirit when people go wrong. I'm telling you. Have you wondered why people claim a lot, yet the results they produce is little? Watch me. There is a destiny that reflects on the outside that will make all men see. And there is a covenant on the inside that will cause spirits to see. You need both to survive in life. You didn't hear me? A lot of people are covenanted on the inside. But just because they neglected the physical ordinances that God wants us to live by, they can't walk in that honor again. So when you pray to God, asking God for direction, also ask God for the spirit to obey what he tells you to follow. Because the real prophecy is in you obeying his word. Now watch me. When God realizes that there is no way you can obey his instruction, he will only have to give you something that will keep you temporarily. So most of the testimonies people receive, even though they know they've disobeyed God's voice, is only to keep them in their present space. You didn't hear me? Because according to God, a man's real success does not begin when he has. It begins when he becomes. You didn't hear me? If God says, oh, let me give you a perfect example. Please, who has any drink here? Any drink here? Coke, Fanta, whatever it is. Okay, give me water, please. God is good. Watch this. It is called what? Crystalline. Okay, watch this. How many of you know Messi? You know Messi, right? And you know C. Ronaldo? Yes. When Ronaldo was playing in Real Madrid, he had to speak to the press. So they placed Coca-Cola on his desk. He came and asked them, why did you put Coca-Cola on my desk? He got angry and threw it away and then asked them to drink water. And the water did not have any brand. He just placed a glass of water. Now, history recorded that day they lost $5.9 million. I thought Coca-Cola is a successful company. But how is it that in 2 seconds, an ordinary man could make them lose that? Because even though they've always had the track record of success, it was always dependent on who brought them out. So I want you to know that God can give you things as a proof of what you've done for him. But the real success begins when you have the identity. Is that clear now? So if you wake up in life and you follow foolish people who have nothing to offer in destiny, just because of what they have, you will die like them. So study our youth today, Mama. When they graduate from school, they are fighting to work, to buy houses. And to them, they feel because they have physical acquisition, they made it in life. If what you call success is what an unbeliever works hard to receive, question what you have. There will always be a physical dividend to what you follow. But to God, there has to be that power that sustains your identity in the spirit. Because you see, everything about the life of a man must extend onto his unborn generation. When you become that chapter to be studied, say success. Success. Oh, am I teaching here? Am I teaching here? So you see, a lot of people, they know that this life they are living is not a life meant for them. But just because they could not obey kingdom ordinance, God says, I can't sacrifice heritage for your sake. It's too dangerous. Oh, God is good. You don't know the kind of attacks that can come upon a man's life when God should actually give you something you have not commanded capacity for. No, you die before time, I'm telling you. Ah, God is good. Yes. So, when God tells you to follow something, you are only waiting to see the immediate results or effect. And God says, I'm looking at tomorrow from today. So, I keep telling God's people that be very careful of any man that obeys God and they are still hidden. The day they appear, you can't stand their light. They will shine so bright and you ask, where did they come from? There's a track record. And you see, God will always bring them out in the moment that you will ask, where have they been all this while? You see, God prepares men before he brings them out. It is called the making process. You didn't clap your hands, friends. Am I communicating, church? So I'm trying to show you the danger. Was it last week when we had the International Women's Day, right? Or last week? Last weekend. God told me to take time out to teach women, and I did that for a week. After the teaching, I didn't know that God has given me 5 daughters who are into women empowerment. They actually wrote 2 books for my teaching. Two books for my teaching. I spoke about the 7 things that make women great. They wrote 2 books. They sent an order in the tube, and the man says, let's look for the man who wrote this. The man listened to my teacher and said, no, the guy can't say these things. Watch me, friends. Time is not yours. It is for God. Life, eh? When you see people speeding and you clearly know what is holding them is force, don't be scared. Never envy the results of an unrighteous man. They have nothing to offer. Nothing. Nothing to offer. Do you know how many people have shifted their destinies for the sake of pleasure? You see, it is ministry that have made me realize that not everybody is serious. I'm lying to you. Now, this is not to sound insulting, but I want you to know that we are all God's children, but everybody carries weight in his presence. And you see, not everybody has the same importance God has for men. There are certain people, when they pray, God will not hear at all. I'm telling you. Are you aware that there were other children that were born by the Hebrew women in the days of Moses? Yet only one person got delivered. Moses. Because God knows that anything that leaves the earth, if there's covenant, it will come back. You didn't hear me? So what God seeks to do with men in the place of defining his will is to enact covenant with them. Because he knows that anybody can disappear. But when you appear, you will come back again. The enemy thought that all the people that died before Jesus came didn't know God. The Bible says even after the death of Christ, Christ went back to hell and preached to all the those who believed, they followed him again. There's no loss with covenant. You need to hear me voice. Oh, I bless you. So never in your life try to toil with God's will. No, it's too dangerous for you. Watch me. You see, if you follow God's permissive will, I want you to know that he will give you what will make you happy. In God's kingdom, what makes people happy is not what they have. It's what they begin to share because of who they are. Hear me? Oh, am I communicating? You see, till date, I'm asking myself, how did Jesus come upon the earth? And the Bible says he prayed until two men appeared to him on the mountain of transfiguration. One was Peter, one was Moses. The Bible says that they prayed and encouraged God. My question is, who can encourage God's wisdom? Nobody. But their height a man can ascend in life until God would have to give you a whole terrain as a gift. Hey, they are dead you don't see. I'm praying you will live this mundane life. There's nothing about this life. The death of every human being should serve as a warning to everybody here that life is nothing. I wonder how somebody can live their life and they die like that. Die like that. You can just hear that somebody has just died like that and you ask how, why. Please, hear me. That idea that nothing sustains your hand forever. So do with what you have. Inasmuch as it may sound sensible, it is not entirely scriptural. God didn't tell you to do with what you have in your hand. He tells you to do with what you have in time. What you have, the money you have, there's no way you can invest that money you have in surplus. It takes time to understand wisdom. Can you hear me? That is why, you see, we've lived in Europe for years. And the only thing some of the parents have to boast is what you've done here. I've been here for more than 20 years. And there's nothing achievable about their life. Nothing. Nothing. Am I communicating? Nothing. I was traveling somewhere and then I got to the airport. And I met one of the members here who's come here. And said, we are proud of you that at least you didn't give up on the call. I said, you are able to stand and talk this way because I didn't fail in life. If I had failed, I've said your departure, me that's failed. God punish our enemies. Well, am I communicating? God is good. We got down to Ghana together and the guy saw me going through the VIP and says, want to go? I said, I don't remember the last time I went to this place. He says, serious, so. God is good. Strange enough, this person wanted to renew their passport. I got to the passport office and the person was there. So I just went straight to the doctor's office, and then in 2 hours it came out. I said, prof, it's serious. So am I teaching you? Please hear me out, friends. If this lady does not understand physical ordinances that apply to the kingdom, she will only live in illusion. She will live thinking to happen one day and it will never happen. Do you know how many people have always thought that God will make them great, and what they heard, what they saw, never came to pass? I told you that when people shed tears, when people die, even the bereaved also dies. The dead man also dies. They cry. That this life, how I wish I lived it well. I've seen the end of life. I can tell you how people shed tears. A lot of people will not make it in destiny. Don't get me wrong. It's a fact. Because to obey his will, it takes time. It takes pain. It takes discipline. Did you hear me? It will drain of your blood. This morning, we had so many testimonies. My God. Crazy testimonies. Back to back. I was asking God, my God, why have you given us this testimony? He says, because I have decided to place your name on the earth as a seal. And he says, no one will rise in dominion until they contact your spirit. I said, wow. He says, in order to enter that covenant, he says, pay your father pastors. I said, that can be God's voice. I said, God, I like the first part. Don't give me the second part. I called the daddy, says, God bless you. I was praying this morning and I knew God gave an answer. God is good. When I calculated how much I have to pay the pastors for 1 year, it's about 12,000 euros. 1 year. So every month, you're giving the pastors no less than 1,000 euros every month. That's just giving them the money to you. We haven't spoken about their other allowances yet. Am I communicating? The daddy says, yes, it's about 30 pastors. I said, God. Praise God. You see, have you wondered why some people have been there for long and they never edge out? They have kept one eye on time. Am I teaching you? Thank you so much. Clap your hands, friends. Have a seat, please. Is it clear now? So now that you understand that there are three forms of God's will, let me teach you how to hear God's voice. Because there is no way you can activate his will if you don't know his voice. Psalm 29, verse number 3. I was only doing a recap, but the recap is taking my teaching here. Psalm 29, verse number 3. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory of God tenders. The Lord is over many waters. The verse number 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The verse number 5. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. The verse number 6. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Siron like a young wild ox. The verse number 7. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. Go on, sir. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The verse number 9. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strip the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. Now watch me. I want you to understand that the voice of God is not meant for some people. The voice of God is meant for everyone. I want to understand that God's definition for his voice is not just centered on audibility. When God says he's speaking to a man, he uses any form of channel that appeases to you to speak to you. Hear me out. If God says I'm speaking to you, his voice is not just centered on what a man can hear. Praise God. If God says, I'm speaking, just ask the way you hear me. God can speak to men like that. But I want you to know that every channel that God's integrity has created that he can use in speaking to you is God's voice. Oh, is that clear? Oh, is that clear? Please, I'm taking my time to make it because I need to get how deep it is. Now watch me. You can hear me because I'm speaking. Am I right? But are you also aware that your eye can also speak? Oh, where are the mothers in the house? Every mother, you have a child or a daughter, you may not speak with your mouth open. Your eye can talk. Oh, two of us. It's like going out with your slave queen and you should meet your wife. Your wife won't talk. She will just use her eye. Say, you meet me in the house today. God is good. I'm telling you. So, when God is saying he's speaking to you, it might not just be centered on what you hear. It can also be what you see. Am I communicating? Now watch me. Sometimes he may not speak audibly to your understanding. Sometimes he may not speak visibly to your seeing. Sometimes he can also place message in your heart as discernment. Oh, God is good. Anything God will use in communicating his message, he will use in coming to you. So once it captures God, it is his voice. So God can speak by making us hear, see, or feel. Oh, exactly. So now, at the end of this teaching, you realize that everybody hears God. But the question is, how do you notice God's voice? Am I communicating? Are you aware a lot of people have dreams and then they don't pay attention to their dreams? And later something bad happens to them. And they're like, this thing that happened, I think I saw it too. That was God speaking to you. Now watch me. God will not use any channel you have not developed capacity for to speak to you. If God knows the strength of your understanding lies in visibility, he will show you dreams every night. If God knows your strength of understanding lies in audibility, he will speak to you every day. If he knows you believe in how you feel, he will speak to you everything you're feeling. Oh, talk to me, friends. Now, aside this three channel, God can also use the prophetic as his voice. Am I communicating? That is why you should never be part of any denomination that fights prophecy. Because any denomination that fights people from prophesying is fighting God from speaking. Oh, is that clear? Now, I want you to know the ultimate of all these four I've enlisted is the word of God. So some people may have never received a prophetic word before. They might not see, they might not hear, they might not feel. But if you can read, you are hearing God. Please, I want you to know that God's voice is God's written statement. You didn't hear me. Or am I communicating, friends? So, like I said, if you are reading the Bible, you are hearing God's voice. Oh, you didn't hear me. Now, your definition for God's voice is what God can tell me to follow. What he will tell you to follow, he also has that written in the scriptures. You didn't hear me. Are you aware some people, they were never chance to ever have a prophet in your life? But just by a way of contacting knowledge through God's word, they became the very best of humans. You didn't hear me. Or am I communicating? David said, your word have I hidden in my heart, so I don't sin against you. God told Joshua, says, if you want to be prosperous, make sure you meditate on this book day and night. And this book of law should not pass you. So truly speaking, you can't tell me you want to hear God when your Bible is closed. It's impossible. When you pray to hear and you don't pray to read, what you pray will not make sense. So God has five channels. He will either speak to you by what you read. He will speak to you by what you see at night through dreams. He may speak by what you hear either by sensitivity or through a prophet. Or he can speak with how you feel. It's five channels. Am I communicating? Now, my last word, and I leave you. I tell you, are you blessed, please? Now that you know that these are the ways God uses in speaking to men, what then is the language of God? God does not speak English. Even though we hear God in English, God speaks to us because his language is light. Remember, the being of God is not different from God's voice. Oh, you didn't hear me? You see, In as much as God is multi-dimensional in operation, I want you to know that when it got to do with God's voice, he has exalted his own word above his own name. So whatever describes God's integrity is what he is speaking to us. Oh, talk to me, friends. So since God is light, when God speaks to us, his language is light. So watch me. I'm speaking to you in English, and you understand me because you went to school. Am I right? Uh-huh. Now, remember, God is always transferring light into the spirit of a man. But the reason why we can't capture the light that he has transferred is because we have not been trained to activate the senses that will give us the message when the light comes upon our lives. Talk to me, please. Oh, am I communicating? Talk to me, friends. Bible, please. So we just read Psalm 29, verse 3, right? Uh-huh. Are you aware somebody can read this quotation and think he's just reading over? Do you know we have some people who read Bible for debate? Oh, you don't know. Oh, God is good. I went to Sierra Leone for our invasion. And I was asked to come preach to, do some little talk at on the national TV. And I figured out that we had some Muslim brothers. Hey, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Hey, serious. I got there. You see Africans, they have this perception if you're a pastor, you can't dress. If you dress, then you are different. God is good. So, you see my dressing, my perfume, everything. They just go angry like that. Hey, poverty is bad. You just make you angry for nothing. They just got angry for him. So the guy said, prove to us in the scripture where Jesus says he is God. And the guy gave me over 10 quotations that Jesus is not God. And I laughed because such answers are not given through debate. They are given through experience. Now, I spoke for 10 minutes and the guy says, I have never felt this little in my life like I did before of you. Oh, God is good. Now, the man has been reading the Bible. Because his spirit has not been activated to catch the light, he's reading the message, he's reading a letter, but the spirit that must come as a language is not there. Do you know why people struggle to pay tithe? Do you know why it's hard to tell people do what is right? Because it is hard for them to understand God. Oh, God is good. I'm telling you. Somebody say light. Somebody say amen. So now that I've said this, don't forget that next week, Wednesday, I'm going to teach you on how does God speak with us. I just show you the 5 means that he uses as his voice. So on Wednesday, I'll teach you how does God speak to us. God is good. Yes, and then you understand how you operate. Please, if you're not here on Wednesday, try and connect on Zoom on Wednesday to be taught by God. We are standing, friends.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is @SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.